is Omar, Omalei, so he answered back, Loizok sa Torah liyav, elishvach niru mubad. You take it right. The father only, the Torah only gave over to the father to schus him extra money that comes to her. If she finds a mitziyah, if she gets married and somebody gives her the money that's coming to her, that the Torah says goes to the father. But for the chavola, if somebody did damage to her, took away from her, that money goes to her, not to the father.
So the Gemara says, Eisvei, have a kasha. It says, Achoyvo be Eved Ivri, if you hit an Eved Ivri, is chayiv bekulin. You have to pay him for everything, 4 or 5. Chutz min ha-sheves bezman shu shaloi. If the Eved Ivri belongs to you, then you do not have to pay him the sheves, since she's working for you. So chutz kasha is the same thing by your daughter also. Since the daughter, the paycheck, goes to you, so lechura, if there's sheves involved, somebody has to pay for the sheves should go to the father. Since the paycheck goes to the father anyway, the sheves should go to him, just like by Yon Eved Ivri, since Lamais is working for you, so you put it for paying him on sheves. So your own daughter should also be the sheves at least. The compensation for not working should go to the father. So the Marantz of Rabbi Abayataka says that Moedira b'sheves, the Maisi Yodeh had shas bagrus the Abu Hevi. That Rav Taka agrees that when you have to pay the sheves to the daughter, the sheves does not go to her, but rather goes to the father. Because the Maisi Yodeh, whatever she works and makes, from the time when she's a katan until she's a bagaris, goes to the father. So therefore, when you have to pay the sheves, that's a smart to say the sheves goes to the father. That's what we said before. The money goes to her, that's on the other, on the nezik, the tsar, the shev, the ripui, and boishes, but not on the shevis. Then the Gemara asks another kasha. It says, Eisvei, hachoivu bibenai godol, if he hit your oldest son, is yitin loy miyad. You're supposed to pay him the nezik, the money right away. Bibenai kodin, if he hit your youngest son, yasalai segula, you're supposed to make, like, put the money away to for a skula to invest it for him. If he hit your younger daughter, potter, you don't have to pay. For lawyer, not only this, that if somebody else hits her, he has to pay the money to the father. So here also we see, if somebody hits a young girl, you have to pay the money to the father, not to her. So the Gemara answers again, here also we're talking about the shevis, the fact she's not working. That money goes to the father, but the rest goes to herself.
No, the Torah only gave over the Shvach Niurim to the father, but not the Chavolah. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Hokinami Yerosa means B'Shevis. That's what it says, the money goes to the father, is only the paycheck, only the Shevis. That's that you have to pay for the daughter, the compensation that she's not working, so that money goes to the father. Because if she would be working, who gets the paycheck? The father. But the other Chavolah, the Nezek, the Tzah, the Boishes, the Ripoy, that money taka goes to her, not to the father. Then it says, now, b'vnoi godol, yitin lo miyad. If the father does damage to his oldest son, he has to give the money right away. Or a minute, have a kasha, it says, achayvul b'vnoi, u'b'vnoi sov, shalachayrim g'dayim yitin lo miyad. If you do damage to somebody else's son, somebody else's daughter, and they're older, you have to give them the money, have to pay them right away. Chitanim, if you do damage to other kids, is yasalem segula. Then the money you owe them, put it away in an investment. Alright, turn over.
Here again. So if they're small kids of Acherim, so Yasalhem Segula.
What about the Bonav of Benoisov Shaloi? Let's say you hit your own children. Potter, it says here you potter. Taka before we said by Benoi Gold Yechayim, and here it says you potter. Or you, my cotton, it says before Yechayim, and here it says you potter. Armi Lakash Zayd is no Kasha. Kan Tisha Smuchim al Shachonoi, Kan Tishain Smuchim al Shachonoi. It depends if they rely on you or not. If they eat by your table, then you potter. If they don't eat on your table, they don't rely on you, then Taka Yechayim. The Gemara says, "V'maya kimtula kamaisa." Where do we put the first case that says you are chayiv? B'shein smuchim al shachonai. When they're not smuchim al shachonai, they don't eat by you. Then, if you do damage to them, you have to pay them. The Yochi, if so, I'm a safe. What does the safe say? Ha'choyvu bebita yaktano. If you do damage to your younger daughter, potter. For lo yoy. Not only that, elachem shachov lebo chayov nitel neviya levido. Chayov nitel neviya. You have to give the father. If somebody does damage to the daughter, the money goes to the father. Now the question is, if the daughter is not relying on the father's table, so the daughter doesn't get a panosa from the father, if so, because then if the father doesn't support her, so the money goes to herself, like she needs the money for her own mezainis. So she should keep the money. Because we are filu l'man d'yama, even according to l'man d'yama, that yachal rav loimer, li yevad asemi v'yein ezonach, Even if your master could tell his own Eved Kenani, you work for me for free, and I won't pay you. I'll tell you though, Hani Mili, when is this said? Be Eved Kenani. This is only said by regular Eved Kenani. We have this halacha. Diyomalei, Ovid, Avidite, Kula Yoima. You do work all day. Uliyurta zil schor viyachol. At night time, do other business on the side. Or Schor Rashi says, go around and ask money. Go around and collect money for yourself. So that's the law by Eved Kenani. Avul Eved Ivri desiv ki toiv lo imach, imach v'maichel imach v'mishta. But if you have an Eved Ivri, you have no right to tell him, work for me and I won't feed you. But rather, imach v'maichel, he has to be with you by eating. Imach v'mishta. That you have to feed your own Eved Ivri, you have to give him to drink. If so, loy kol shechein bevitoi, isn't it for sure that for your own daughter also, you have to feed her? So therefore, you can't tell her, work for me, I'm not going to feed you. Like, either you feed her, and then you could get the paycheck, or else the law is that you have to let her keep her paycheck. You have to let her keep her paycheck, you have to. So if so, here's the steerer then. Like, if we're talking about she's not semech al shechonai, so what can you do? So my answer is, k'diyama rova brei de ravula. Lenitzko, you know what we're talking about over here. Elali hadofa. We're talking about the extra money she makes. Rashi says, ha moiser amazonaiseho. True, the father is paying her. So the actual paycheck that she needs for the money, the food, that goes to the father. But she makes more than that. She makes much more money. So who gets the extra money? The extra money should go to her. So tayyuhochinami lenitzko elali hadofa. Now the question is, the extra money, that goes to her. The more money that she has from the Zionists, the extra money goes to herself. So Mar said to so, Pamayuk Kimtilamas Raisa, what do we put in the second case? That we say Yapotar Bismuchim al Shukhanai. That if the children are Samech and Yoshukhan, then if the father does damage to them, then the father is potter. Alright, we'll stop here.
I'll go up again a little bit more.
You hold not Tei Zainam Abay. So go up again a little bit. Okay, I said the two dots. Ube Benoi Godol Yitun Le Miyad. If you hit your oldest son, you have to pay him the Chavolo right away. Or a minute, I have a question. It says, HaChoybu Bebonabu Benoi So Shalachayrim. If you hit somebody else's children, is Gudol if they're older, Yitun Le Miyad. Give them the money right away. Ketanim, if they're small kids, Yas Lem School, we'll soon see making an investment for them. We'll soon see what that means. Let's say you hit your own children. Potter says here you're potter, so it's a stira. Before we just said if you hit your own kids, you chayiv to pay the chavalah. And here it says if you hit your own kids, you're potter. Samri, I'll tell you like this. Like kasha is no kasha. Ho kishe smuchim al shechonai. When they're relying on you, they're eating by you, you're supporting them, then you don't have to pay them. At least for the shevis, for sure not. Kan kishen smuchim al shechonai. When they're not relying upon you, they have their own work. Then, if you hurt them, you have to pay even for their shevis, for the work they can't do, that thing they're supporting themselves, then you have to pay them. If so, what do you want to say the first case where you have to pay if you do damage to your own children? Where they're not relying upon you, they're supporting themselves. Therefore, you have to pay for the damage you do to them. The yochi is so, what does the safe there say? If you hit your younger daughter, for that you potter. Not only that, Ela Acherim Shechovlu Bo Chayovim Liten Liyaviho. That if somebody else hits your younger daughter, the money goes to the father. So we said before, it means at least the Sheves. The Sheves, that goes to the father. Now the question is, if we're talking about now that these kids are not supported by the father, but they're supporting themselves, if so, Lididor Boy the Mace of Law. The boy Mizoini, the money should go to her, she has to support herself, the father's not supporting her. So why do we say that the Mei Sheves goes to the father, the money should go to her? So why? Because we have that Yochel Arav Loim Eliyevid, the master could say to his own Eved Kenani, I say in me v'eni zanoch, you work for me, even though I'm not going to support you. Hani, maybe when is that said, the Eved Kenani? To Yom, Allah, you have a right to tell him, Ovid Avid Etokul Yoyma. The whole day, you just do good work for me. Ol yurta by evening, zil schar v'yachol, go around the streets, the houses, collect money for yourself. That's what you have a right to tell your Eved Kenani. Avo Eved Ivri, but if you have an Eved Ivri in your house, t'chsiv, here the Pasuk says, ki toiv lo imach, that we dash an imach, v'maychel imach v'mishta, he has to be with you when you eat, when you have your rechvei steak. You have to give him steak. When you have your grace big schnapps there, you have to give him the schnapps to drink. No, for an eved, cannot eved if you can't do this. You have to let him eat and drink with you. If so, kol shechein bitoi, for sure, your own daughter also, that you can't just tell her to work for you when you're not going to feed her. So therefore, if you don't feed her, it has to be that she's working for herself. She has her own money. So if so, what if somebody damages her? Does the money go to the father? The money should go to her? She needs it for her mezainus. So Gemara says, "Could the Yomarova braid the Ravula lenitzchei lo lahadofa?" We're talking about that she makes more money than she needs for the mezainus. So Achinam here also lenitzchei lo lahadofa. In the case where she makes more money than she needs, so true, the money that she needs to support herself, that money goes to herself. But the more money that she makes, the extra money she makes, that she has a right to keep for herself. So therefore, if somebody does chavala, the extra money she makes, that goes to the father. Therefore, someone that makes a chavala and she can't get a paycheck, so the hadof for the extra money that she would have made, that second goes to the father. Now the Gemara says, "Pamaya kimtala basraisa." How are you saying the second case is that we say if you hit your own children, you're potter? Bismuchen ashachonai, that they're supported by you, they're eating on your table. Gedolim yitel lehem miyad. So therefore, it says now if somebody else hits them, so if they hit the older kids, give them the money right away. Kitanim, if they're small kids, yasalhem seguli, you make an investment with it. So this is if somebody else hits your kids, in a case where your kids are being supported by you, by the father, the money goes to them. So the question is, am I, why? If you're telling me we're talking about now with the father supporting them, so then the money should go to the father. I'm going to tell you like this, no. Kika kapid v'midi de kochosar. V'midi de yosem yamal kapid. When does the father like want to get back? If he has a chosar, he's missing something because of it. But over here, stam shvach, that comes miyalma, here he doesn't mind. The Rashi says, midi de kochosar, says, m'moyik goyim, heicha de chovo bo'iyu, d'neim alay anan zil shlim. Where the father himself hits his kid. So then if you want the father to pay the money, that the father has a right to say, no, I'm supporting you. What do you mean you're taking money from me? I give you all the money. So that the father's makbul, he doesn't have to pay. But the yosim mi'alma, for where somebody else hits your kids, and now they have to pay him the money, who should get this money? Like kapid. Then the father doesn't mind that the money should go to the kid. Freddy Gemara, is this true? For your mitzia, what's going to be if your kid finds a mitzia, he walks down the street, and he finds a mitzia? Here the case is, the mi'alma kosi. It comes by itself. The father has no chaser. It comes by itself a mitzia. The kid happened to be lucky that day and walked down the street and found $1,000 bill. $100 bill. Kosi. The kakopit. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Ravcha de kosi luhu mi'alma. The gain that comes from other places. Bless lu tsarma de gufayu de gavom. And the kid has no tsar, no pain about it. So then it's a question, who should get this gain? Then kopit. Then the father says, listen, I'm supporting you. I'm giving you everything. If you found the $100 bill today, it goes to me. Then the father's makbid to give it to him. Abu chavola. But in the case where somebody came and punched you in the nose, he did damage to the kid. The yisla tsara de gufayu, that the kid had tsara, had pain from it. Now they have to pay you for the pain, pay you for the damage they did to him. In such a case, or miyal makosi, it also comes by itself. It's not taken away from the father. You're getting it miyalma. Here about the svar is, that the father does not mind, and therefore the money goes to the kid. Fred Gemara Vohosom, the Islay. Now, because it's Lula Kuppet. Vohosom, the Islay, Tsarma the Gufa, Miyal Makostilo, Lula Kuppet, and still is Makbid. Why, the Katani, we said, Vloyoy de la Filo Acherim, Shechov Lobo, Chayov Little Yavia. You see, it said before by your young daughter. That somebody else hits the young daughter, so the money goes to the father. So see, the father is makbid, even though she gets tsar, and even though it comes meyalma, still the father is makbid, he wants the money. So I'll tell you like this, Amri Hossam de Gabra Kavdona, who? There we're talking about the case there, the ratio was, where the father is not supporting his kid. So if the father is not supporting his kid, what type of a father is that? He has to be a kavdona, the father is very makbid, he's stingy. He doesn't want to give anything to his kids. So such a case, we say, when somebody now hits a younger daughter, the extra money that hadofa goes to the father, because he's makbid, he's very stingy, he wants everything. Hosam di gavra kapadna, he's a gavra that's stingy, he doesn't support his own kids, who do ain't smuchim ashokonai, the kids are not relying upon him. So then we say, afilu b'midi di yosu l'meyal makopid, Then Avada, the father wants everything he could get. Even though the money comes from Yalma, the father wants it. But Hocha, over here, the Reisha, we're talking about the father is supporting his kids. Dilav Gavra, Kapad Nahu. It's not a person that's Matvid, he's not a person that's so stingy. Dosmuchim al Shechone, the father supporting them. If so, Kiko Kopid. When do we say the father is Makbid? Hatayah b'midi d'kochosale. Only something that he's missing when the father has a loss. But b'midi d'yosale, but to make the father pay the money, there we say the father doesn't want to pay the money. But b'midi d'yosale mi'alma, if somebody else hits your kid, then we say l'kopid. Then avada the svar is the father's not Makbid, that then the father agrees that the money should go to the kid. That's why here it says that the money we should make, if the kids are older, the money goes straight to him. And if the kids are ketanim, then we have to make a skula. We have to make an investment for them. Now the Gemara says, my skula, what kind of investment do you do for your kid? Rav Chizdua ma sefer Torah, the best investment. Buy a sefer Torah for your kid. With the money, buy a sefer Torah that will stay, will be a good investment for him. Rabba bar Rav Huna Omar dikla, to ochel minei tamri, buy him a palm tree that you can eat the dates from it. That's a good thing. The Chaynam Rash Lakish. Lakish also says, and we said before, that Lezosa Torah Liyava Leshvach Nurim Bavad. That somebody hits your younger daughter, so the Chavolo, the Nezek, the Tsar, the Boishes, goes to the daughter, not to the father. The father Torah only gave the Shvach Nurim to the father, and not the Chavolo of his daughter. Rav Yechim Rechim says, Afilu Petziah. Even Petziah also goes to the father, know that these Chavolas also go to the father. Fred Gemara, Psiyah Sagadaitach. A Psiyah means somebody gave her a wound, the Mar Havamina is, without a Nezek. She didn't, her valuation did become less. So if so, why does the money go to the father then? Afilu Rebbe Lezalokimi Boyle.